And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, joining you to take a look at the agricultural markets for the morning, where the national average basis for corn was unchanged at 28 cents over the May futures contract over the weekend, while the DTN National Corn Index was up 9 cents at $4.35. The national average basis for soybeans down 2 cents at 43 cents under the May futures contract, while the DTN National Soybean Index was 21 cents under at $13.71. That was actually 21 cents higher for the soybeans. The national average basis for the hard red winter wheat up 4 cents at 18 cents under the May futures, and the DTN HRW Wheat Index up 12 cents at $6.56. The soft red up 9 cents, and it finished at $6.66 on the cash basis for the morning.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Well, on this Monday morning, let's remind you first that the all-day agricultural outlook is tomorrow, Tuesday, at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. No tickets to be sold there. If you've got one, that's good. If not, we do not have tickets left to sell. We do appreciate everybody making it over to the program. And yes, the program is scheduled to go on. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, though, is with us this morning. He probably has what was a summary of a messy weekend for the weather, and then a look forward. Good morning to you, Drew.
Good morning, Todd. Indeed, it's hard to believe that meteorologically speaking, this is the first couple of days in spring. This morning we saw temperatures below zero all the way down into the northern Texas panhandle, southern Kansas, central Missouri, central Illinois, northern Indiana. It might as well be early February across the region, but it's not. And the good news is that we will turn the corner with this cold. It looks like that this is as bad as it gets, and from here we'll start seeing some improvement. Over the weekend, though, it certainly was an exciting one, at least from a meteorological perspective, with all the dynamics in the atmosphere, the rain, the sleet, the freezing rain, and the snow that occurred across the Midwest. Pretty impressive storm system. We've had some power outages. We've had some road closures. We've had a little bit of snow of significance occurring from South Dakota and parts of Nebraska into the heart of the Midwest with some 1 to 4 and local 6-inch accumulations. It was just a really terrible winter type weekend, but it looks like things will get better. By the way, temperature this morning was 30 degrees below zero in west central portions of Wisconsin. And during the Sunday morning, we got down to 36 degrees below zero in parts of northern Minnesota. So definitely hard to believe that it's March the 3rd here. The forecast today is offering us a change towards some warmer weather. It'll be a slow process. With all the snow and the ice that's on the ground, we'll take our time warming up a bit. But as we get to the end of the week and into the weekend, we should be looking at temperatures a lot closer to normal. In fact, some areas in the west central and southwestern U.S. plains will actually be above average. By the way, there was also a lack of snow cover in some areas across some of the wheat country in the plains. There might be a little bit of winter kill out there after today's and yesterday's lows. Some areas in western North Dakota, eastern Montana were snow-free. Also down in Texas and portions of Oklahoma, temperatures were in the 70s and 80s just a few days ago, and this morning it was single digits and teens across those regions. If nothing else, the crop has certainly been shocked and burned back quite a bit if there's not actual winter kill out there. Now, there's some snow on the ground in a few spots. In the heart of the Midwest, we obviously have a lot of snow around, and so there's not much of an issue for winter kill here. We do expect to see the temperatures starting to rebound. As we get to the end of this week and into the weekend, we'll see the southern parts of the Midwest experiencing temperatures that will get up into the 40s and perhaps a few lower 50s. That may be pushing it just a little bit, but some of the areas from Kansas over to Kentucky and southern Ohio will experience those warmer readings. Further to the north, the warmest we'll get this week will probably be some 20s and 30s, but that's still warm enough to melt a little bit of snow, perhaps across some of the region in the Great Lakes area, which is certainly something that I know a lot of people would like to see, a little bit of a meltdown. The rivers are still going to be ice-covered for a while this week. We will see them slowly starting to break up a little bit. The worry is going to be about some river ice jamming that may occur as we move deeper into March. So we'll keep an eye on that. There may end up being some significant flooding on a few of the rivers. The precipitation prospects over the coming week are not all that impressive. We are going to see several weak disturbances passing across the Midwest over the next full week to 10 days, but there's not a single event that's going to stand out as being a real significant precipitation event for the area. So a lot of us will get to take a little bit of a break and enjoy some sunshine between these disturbances and an opportunity to thaw out a little bit. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, thanks, of course, go to meteorologist Drew Lerner for his look at the weather forecast. Let's turn our attention now to what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group overnight and today. Hard red winter wheat at 7.09 and three quarters. That's up 25 and three quarters. The soft red at 6.31 and a quarter, up 32 and a quarter cents. March corn up 10 and a half. At 4.68, July there at 4.79 and a quarter, up 11 and three quarters, and December at $4.78 and three quarters, 7 and a quarter higher. March soybeans at $14.26 and a half, up 12 and a quarter. The July at $13.96 and a quarter, up 11 cents. And November beans at $11.78, 8 and three quarters higher. January next year, up 8 and three quarters at $11.81. Bean meal up $2.50 at $4.70.40. Bean oil at $42.36, up 84 cents. April live cattle at $144.97 and a half. 52 and a half cents higher. June at 134.20. That's not trading for the day. Neither are the feeder cattle or the lean hogs at this point.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408. Available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Let's check in now with Aaron Curtis. He's at Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, to take up the overnights and the trade for the day. Good morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Oh, I am doing very, very well. Well, it's been kind of messy in parts of the nation. Other parts have not been. And then you've got things happening across the globe that are impacting the marketplace as well. Ukraine's in the midst of a battle of sorts, wills, I guess, at this point with Russia, and it's all having an impact on the marketplace.
It sure is. When you look at the supply-demand situation here for the worldwide, you look at the third-largest corn exporter on corn, and that's Ukraine at 18.5 million metric tons, according to the USDA in the latest report, the fifth-largest on wheat at 10.0 million metric tons. So, you know, they've obviously made a lot of inroads in being a major supporter of exports throughout the last few years. So it could have an impact. I think more questions than answers at this point, Todd, but the market's perception anyway is that it could lead to some disruption in exports here as we move on, and that's why the market's responding the way it is here this morning.
Yeah, tell me a bit more about the marketplace, how it has responded, and what the green might mean for the day.
Well, we're seeing corn into some new recent highs. We've got May corn, you know, been up 17, 18 cents at one point here this morning, backed off a little bit, the highest levels we've really traded until early last fall. Wheat market up 32, 31 cents here, another strong day there for that market, and also what Drew mentioned, some concerns about winter kill also offering some support there this morning. You know, soybeans kind of had their blow off there late last week, but continuing to hang in here a little bit, still trading about 20 cents off that high we saw last Thursday, kind of taking a back seat here. Ukraine not a big player on the soybean side like the U.S. and South America are, but you know, a lot of questions still to be answered. I think pretty heavy volume here this morning, Todd, so might be able to hang in here a little bit. Are seeing some farmer interest in selling some corn as, you know, at least at the elevator level, seeing that 450 area eclipsed here this morning for cash, so are seeing a little action that way.
Yeah, quite a little bit of speculation happening in the marketplace, all that they can do at this point, and I suppose some farmers are taking advantage of that, as you just mentioned. Is that the right thing to do when you get a little pop in the marketplace?
Well, I think so. I think they've been some scale-up sellers here on corn, and I think with all the unknowns in the market, I think you've got to continue to reward the market here as we move forward, because, you know, you still look at the balance sheet, at least domestically, you know, a 1.4 carry out on corn doesn't argue for a lot higher prices. So I think you got to be kind of proactive here on these kind of days, Todd.
Your expectations for the trade for the rest of the day today?
Well, I think we'll hang in there today unless we have some new news. We will have export inspections out at 10. Probably won't mean a whole lot today, but once again, we'll be watching the closes pretty closely here today to see if these markets can hang up at these levels, Todd.
Naturally, we'll be looking forward to talking to you tomorrow over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana.
Looking forward to it, Todd.
All right. That's Aaron Curtis. He's with Midco out of Bloomington, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday morning to take a look at the opening and overnight trade from the CME Group in Chicago. Talk a bit about the cash grain market as well. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.
Here's how some of the outside markets are trading at this hour. Crude oil futures at $104.57 a barrel, up $1.98. The RBOB gasoline, that's a wholesale price, at $3.06 of a cent, up 4.9 cents from its last trade on Monday or on Friday. And March contract in the ethanol at $2.26.07. That's actually the April, up 4.4 cents. The March not trading yet. Natural gas at $4.61.06, up a penny for the day. And diesel fuel at $3.08.08 of a cent. That's up 7.1 of a cent. Gold futures down $10.20 when it finished up on trade on Friday afternoon at $1,321.60. Be sure to visit us throughout the day at our website, willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. That's where we post all of our agricultural programming. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.